Follow and complete a Learn More Summer 22 Trail Mix for admins or developers by July 31, 2022, 11:59 p.m. PT to earn a special community badge and enter for a chance to win one of five $200 Salesforce certification vouchers. Restrictions apply. Learn how to participate and review the official rules by visiting the Trailhead Quests page. When it comes to Salesforce development, automation and integration go hand in hand, which is why we're excited about the latest updates to the Salesforce APIs. On top of this, external services has continued to expand as a Salesforce platform feature, giving customers the ability to automate across multiple systems without having to write custom code. In this blog post, we'll take a look at all of the new features and external services, as well as some fantastic API updates, available in the Summer 22 release. External services updates. Using external services, developers and admins can take a process that sits behind an open API specification and accelerate the creation of actions that invoke functionality in other systems from within Salesforce. This provides a valuable way to leverage Salesforce process automation tools to automate and integrate anything. Call external services natively from Apex. Your external services are now more reusable than ever. With this release, you can call your external services registered actions directly from Apex. This process is similar to making a call out to an external service with the Apex HTTP class, but without writing boilerplate code. This removes the overhead of having to write an integration multiple times across your org. Previously, external services registered actions were only available through Flow or bots. Using the API spec from a fictional bank web service, the below Apex code highlights the classes that are automatically created when you register the schema in external services. Example: Bank Service API Spec. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Bank Service External Services Registration. External Service Actions. Bank Service Apex Code. All of the classes you need are automatically created when you register the schema as an external service. They are also accessible in the External Services Setup page in your org. In this example, we have the GetAccount, GetAccount_Request, and GetAccount_Response methods. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Update existing schemas connected to Flow. If a registration is in use by a Flow or in Apex, bots coming soon, now you can update it with a new, compatible API specification version. Previously, you couldn't update a registered schema that was in use by a Flow. If the new schema version isn't compatible, the edit workflow notifies you of which operations and schema objects are in use, by which Flows, and by which Apex classes. With this information, you know which existing references are incompatible, so that you can remove them before saving your updated registration. External Services Edit Screen. Editing the external service after deployment. API updates. There are a number of API updates available in the Summer 22 release, including updates to the Bulk API and the User Interface API. Bulk APIs. The Bulk APIs have received some great updates that give you more appropriate Apex limits to support large-scale asynchronous workloads, including changing the CPU time limit from 10 seconds to 60 seconds. This will give you the ability to really innovate on the platform with confidence that large-scale integrations will be successful. User Interface API. The User Interface API now has the ability to get record data for a related list or batch of related lists. You can access these via the API directly by sending a POST request to UIAPI/relatedListRecord/or UIAPI/relatedListRecord/batch/. You can also access these APIs directly from your Lightning Web Components using the new wire adapters for getting related list records and info. This module includes new wire adapters to get records and metadata for a batch of related lists. Get related list records batch returns record data for a batch of related lists. Get related list info batch returns metadata for a batch of related lists. These wire adapters to get records, metadata, and record count for a related list are now generally available. Get related list records returns record data for a related list. Get related list info returns metadata for a related list. Get related lists info returns metadata for related lists in an object's default layout. Get related list count returns the record count for a related list. This example gets a related list from a record and passes in the parent record it and related list parameters to the get related list records batch wire adapter. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Other notable features. There is now a 401 colon gone error code when a service has been removed or retired. The GraphQL API is now in beta. Legacy API versions 7.0 through 20.0 are now retired. Legacy API versions 21.0 through 30.0 are being retired in summer 23. Learn more about all of the API updates in the API updates and new features in the summer 22 release notes. Learn more this week. Product managers and the developer relations team are back to share the latest features and functionality in summer 22. To help you develop faster, new content from developer relations will cover their favorite new features. Also, be sure to check out Release Readiness Live on Friday, May 20, 2022 at 9 a.m. PST. Lastly, keep an eye on the Salesforce Developers blog every day this week for more posts on summer 22. To learn even more, check out the Summer 22 TrailMix. About the author. Andrea Guzman. Andrea Guzman is the product manager for external services. She works on Salesforce integration products that harness API industry standards to generate declarative building blocks on the Salesforce platform, empowering developers and admins to build cross-system integrations and workflows. When Andrea is not working, she enjoys traveling, hiking, and playing soccer. Stefan Chandler Garcia is a senior developer evangelist at Salesforce. He focuses on application development, security, and Experience Cloud. You can follow him on Twitter at Stefan Wegg.